One of the most important things that we can do is get kids excited about fruits and vegetables at school, because they are with their peers and it's exciting, and there is so much positivity that happens when they're talking about new foods. When they can bring that excitement home to their parents or their caregiver, that's when the true magic happens. We get a lot of calls from families that say, how did you get my kid to eat zucchini or tomatoes or broccoli?
Children refusing to eat their vegetables, it's a tale as old as time. Parents tempt, trick, and even bribe kids to eat their veggies, and kids do what they can to get out of eating them. But there's a club that is changing that mindset, one small bite at a time.
I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand.
I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we are headed to Drew Charter School, a stone's throw away from East Lake Golf Club in Atlanta, to join a club that is showing elementary students the magic of vegetables. With countless options for food these days, it can be hard to know what is best for our little ones. This responsibility goes beyond just parents, but to educators as well. The subject of today's episode is to provide resources to educators to make that responsibility a little easier.
You know, Small Bites Metro Club is all about giving educators the tools that they need to make it really easy to lead food education in the classroom.
That's Aaron Kroom, the CEO and co-founder of Small Bites Adventure Club. Aaron realized that there was a need for teachers to have easy-to-use resources to educate students on the importance of healthy food.
So we started Small Bites Adventure Club in 2019 as a way to give teachers really easy turnkey resources to lead food education in the classroom. There was so much great support around farm-to-school programs and farm-to-early care programs, but what we really saw a big need for where teachers were really looking for more resources to do on Monday. When they got to school, they were looking and saying, gosh, you know, I love that this concept of farm to school is out there, but I really need something that I can do with my students that teaches them really easy recipes. And teachers were struggling with, you know, how do I find, you know, the recipes, or how do I find the step-by-step instructions, or what ingredients do I need? Where do I start? And so we wanted to create something that was really, really easy that teachers could use with their kids without having to go through a lot of training beforehand.
With these goals in mind, Aaron went to work on one of the most difficult things possible, getting kids to enjoy vegetables.
One of the most important things we can do for children is expose them to foods, new foods early on, all types of foods. And so a lot of times kids can be really scared of new foods, particularly fruits and vegetables, because maybe they haven't seen them before, or maybe they haven't tried them in a way. So the more we can get them hands-on experiences to smell and taste and feel these foods, the more comfortable they're going to be not just tasting them and eating them, but really loving them for the rest of their life. The recipes change every month, and we stick to seasonal recipes. So in the summer, we'll have featured recipes such as tomatoes for salsa. In the winter, we'll have kale and lettuces. So superpower kale pesto is a really popular recipe. Next month in December, we're going to be doing a lovely lettuce and vinaigrette. So we try to always mirror the vegetables that kids might be seeing in the grocery store or at their farmer's market. And also, it's a great way to teach kids that these foods are seasonal, and it teaches connections to the calendar and seasonality as well.
Along with understanding the health benefits of fresh fruits and vegetables, Small Bites Adventure Club aims to teach children kitchen skills as well.
So our program is not just about teaching kids about healthy foods or fruits and vegetables. It's also about teaching competency and confidence in the kitchen. So some really important things that all of our lessons cover are food safety, such as hand washing, how to wash your hands properly, as well as knife skills. They're taught to use knives correctly and with care. So they're learning about the bear hold, they're learning about the claw and saw, they're learning about the bridge cut. So all of these things are so important that they know when they're little, but also as they grow up. And grown-ups love learning these skills too, because we've all cut our finger in the kitchen, and kids love teaching us the proper way to hold knives.
After the kids prepare and eat the food, there's a final step: going home and sharing that experience of preparing food with their family.
One of the most important things that we can do is get kids excited about fruits and vegetables at school, because they are with their peers and it's exciting, and there is so much positivity that happens when they're talking about new foods. When they can bring that excitement home to their parents or their caregiver, that's when the true magic happens. We get a lot of calls from families that say, how did you get my kid to eat zucchini or tomatoes or broccoli? And you know, there is a real magic in what they're able to do at school, and the magic being with their peers and trying new foods. There's a ton of interesting research on that that shows the power of peers and how kids are more likely to try things with their peers at school that families at home may never be able to do. So when kids have an opportunity to try new foods at school, they can take it home, and their families feel less of a pressure to try to continue to introduce new foods. So that is a great opportunity for schools to be a huge partner in helping parents who are struggling with picky eaters or who want to introduce new foods to kids, but may find it, you know, challenging to get their kids to eat new things.
Some of my favorite interactions with parents and conversations with them, I'll get emails or have a conversation after school and they'll say, oh my goodness, you're not gonna believe that my son came home talking about kale and kale pesto, and they demanded that we get all of the ingredients and that we make it together, and they eat it and they love it.
That excited voice is Drew Charter pre-K teacher Julia Watkins.
They just can't believe their kids tried it and that they wanna have it at home. And for me, with my family, that's a lot of my memories, is cooking with my family and making those connections. And so to be able to kind of pass that on with my students and then onto their families is something really meaningful.
Julie is there in the classroom, seeing the direct effects of students learning the magic of food.
Seeing you with those kids today, it just seemed like a good time, but it almost seems inspiring. It's got to be inspiring to you every time you get with them here with Small Bites. Tell me about that experience.
So several years ago, Chef Asada actually approached me about it. I actually had her son in my class, and she also did a lot of work with the school doing after-school clubs, doing different cooking demos and experiences with students. And one day she approached me and said, hey, Julia, I know about this really cool project happening right now. I think you would really, really like it. Would you be interested? And I said, sure. And at that time, I was still working at the farmer's market for Rise and Shine.
It's got to be fun for kids to try things that in other situations they'd probably shy away from and never even give it a shot.
Absolutely, yeah. Seeing them, it's that moment of the one, two, three, and then there's that one kid that's looking from the left to the right, like, do I do this? Do I not do this? And then they try it and love it and they can't stop eating it. It's a really cool experience to see them be exposed to new things, and just being a part of the process, I think, is really what encourages them and makes them feel some sort of ownership of the recipe and like, hey, I just made this. I'm going to try this.
Julia is not the only teacher in the classroom. She now has help from a former member of the Small Bites Adventure Club.
Tell me about having Miss Jackson as a part of this team now and what that's meant to you.
That just having the full circle, the fact that she has been here since kindergarten, that she graduated from Drew last year, and that she's actually been a part of those after-school programs with Chef Asada and done this as a child and seen it from a child's lens, and now to see her turn it around and be the one executing these lessons and asking the questions and being a part of it is really beautiful. You can tell that she, exposing her even to those different recipes, made a difference for her, and now she's bringing it back.
Well, when I was in elementary school and we used to go to the cooking classes that was held by Chef Asada, she expanded expanded many, like, my taste buds, I'm going to say. Because I used to be a picky eater, too. But when I took her classes, it expanded it. Like, I wasn't a fan of, like, zucchini and bell peppers and stuff. But she allowed me to expand my horizons with my taste buds.
I guess it's pretty neat now to see, you know, folks like Julia and working with the Small Bites Adventure Club, so kids like you now can gain
open
that passion.
Open up to it, yeah.
Yeah, talk about that a little, how neat that is.
To me, it's amazing to see them at 4 years old, like, how excited they are to try new things, because, again, I was a picky eater. You could not convince me to eat a zucchini at all, let alone ranch. Like, I just was a ketchup girl. So it's amazing to see that they're willing to try new things and, yeah, just explore that.
Now that we've learned a little more about the Small Bites Adventure Club, I think it may be time for me to go into the classroom and go on my own culinary adventure.
Well, before we get started, I think you guys are right. What do you think, Ms. Jackson? Are they right?
Yeah.
Are we going to do some sort of cooking activity?
Yes, you guys are correct.
And I was wondering, has anybody ever been to the farmer's market before?
Me!
Oh, yes!
Yes?
Yeah,
Makai, yeah. What do you get at the farmer's market?
We get bananas and apples and onions.
I get apples and pears.
Apples, grapes. Pears, and grapes, so different kinds of fruit. Sawyer, have you ever visited the farmer's market? So I go to the farmer's market every Sunday, and one of the things that I love to get are flowers. And I was talking to the farmer, and I said, oh, I love the flowers, it's November, I'm so happy that they're still blooming. And he said, oh, this is our last week for flowers. The frost is coming, it's gonna be really cold, so we're actually not gonna have flowers next week. And I was so sad because I was thinking about all the fruits and vegetables that I usually get at the farmer's market that might not be there anymore.
With the expedition to the farmer's market complete, we have one more stop before heading back to the kitchen.
And when we sit down at the table, what do?
Eat dinner.
We eat dinner, we share a meal together. So if I can't get things at the farmer's market because some of the vegetables and some of the fruits are no longer growing in Georgia, where can I go?
To the Publix.
To the store, yes. That's right.
I know.
I meant to show you guys that this little basket is what I bring to the farmer's market. But today, I have a mystery item that actually is coming from the grocery store, from Publix.
What could this mystery item be? Find out on the next episode of the Small Bites Adventure Club. On the last episode of Small Bites Adventure Club, our explorers discovered a mystery item.
In it, there's a mystery item that we're going to use to make our recipe today. All going to take turns digging in the bag. And I want you to describe what you feel. Does it feel rough? Does it feel cold, warm, hard, bumpy?
Don't peek, though.
Put your hand in the bag and describe what you feel.
It's cold.
It's cold. What about you, Makai? Is it bumpy?
Besides cold, what does it feel like to you?
Is it smooth or bumpy?
And I know what it is.
What do you think, Rosalie?
It's a cucumber!
Of course, it's a cucumber. Why didn't I think of that? Oh, wait, that's not right. What could it be?
Hey, Miss Jackson, are you going to reveal?
What do you guys think that it is?
Cucumber!
It's a cucumber! It's actually a zucchini, and a zucchini is in a squash.
Would you have guessed that?
Miss Jackson, what are we going to do with the zucchini?
Today, we're going to make a rowdy ranch dip.
What?
Are you guys excited?
Yeah.
What, do you know what this is?
Mayo.
We have some mayonnaise. We have some...
Sour cream.
This is all coming from the grocery store. I wonder if you know what this is. I wonder if anybody grows this.
Celery.
It looks like salad. It does look like celery leaves, but it's
basil.
You're on the right track. It is an herb. It's not basil. What do you think, Emmett?
With all the ingredients found, the adventurers now have to start assembling the Rowdy Ranch Dip.
Rosalie's gonna put how many herbs? How many? Some of the ones that are torn.
1 tablespoon of fresh parsley.
I can help.
Yes, we're all gonna get a turn.
Can you sprinkle some of them in this tablespoon until it's full? It does kind of look like batter. It looks like batter with like sprinkles in it. Do you think it's gonna taste like a cake?
Okay, pass it back, Aubrey.
You do? Go ahead, Rosalie. Fill up the whole spoon. So we put salt, black pepper, dill, chives, onion, garlic.
So let me get all of it mixed together.
Yeah, mine's not going to be sour. Mine's going to be lemon. And I'm going to eat it right now.
With the dip finished, the next step is to chop up the zucchini.
Okay, so I'm going to use the knife. I'm going to use my hand that I don't usually write with, so my left hand. I'm going to hold the zucchini. And then I'm going to cut it, it said lengthwise. And so I'm going to use the bridge. I'm going to take the knife, and it's going to go under the bridge. And I'm going to go back and forth, low and slow.
She's cutting it in half, guys.
Yeah, she made me sound with it.
Low and slow, and I went back and forth, and I kept my hand as a little bridge to say safe. And because it's kind of a round vegetable, I'm gonna flip it over like this to cut it a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Be pretty cool?
Yeah, I can hold it. Yeah,
then I'm gonna cut these little ends off. I'm gonna do low and slow. I'm gonna do a little claw hold. Go back and forth.
After a long and arduous journey, the Rowdy Ranch is complete. All that is left is to just dip that zucchini in and try it.
Yep, we're gonna do a count of three and we're all gonna eat, try it at the same time because we are adventurers.
Yes.
We are chefs.
Yes.
Yeah, we are chefs.
I already tasted it in the sauce.
Okay, on the count of three, we're gonna taste it together.
Oh, all right.
One, two, three.
I got a little bit, so it's really
disgusting. Yummy!
Mm. What do you think?
I have a big mouth bite. Let me show you.
Oh my goodness.
Is it that good?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
You guys are chefs now.
This is delicious.
Do you think you would want to bring it?
An educator's job is never finished, but with the resources provided by the Small Bites Adventure Club, that job is made a bit easier.
Early childhood is all about experience, and we're spending 8 hours a day with our students. We're sharing meals with our students. As a teacher and a parent, read with your kid so that they're a lifelong learner and reader. Expose them to these fruits and vegetables. Have these moments together where you're cooking and you're eating together, and you're going to create a child that has healthy habits and makes these choices and knows about these choices. Just seeing their little curious, eager faces, they all want to participate. They all want to be a part of it. And sharing that and having that connection with them is really special.
For more stories like this one, you can watch A Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the gpb.org website. That's where you'll also be able to listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.